that University of New Mexico.
Yes, and thank you. I have to say that I'm thrilled to be a part of this panel. I've been reading the works of these people for a very long time, and I cannot believe that I'm up here with them. I teach in a variety of places at a variety of levels, at the community college, at the university, and through a program where I teach English as a second language through the internet to people in other parts of the world. So as a result of that, I have all these ideas that float around my head based on my experience, and these people and this project have helped me kind of make sense or give a framework or give a structure to some of those ideas that just float around up there otherwise. And one of them that I always think about is, you know, the purpose of higher education or education. And, of course, education serves many aims, and one of those is to help learners construct knowledge and apply that knowledge. That would have been what I said earlier on, but after yesterday, Jan said something that I'm going to carry with me the rest of my working career, at least. And that's to take that knowledge and apply that knowledge to generate intelligent behavior and to interact continuously with change in their professional and personal lives. And certainly, our learners will experience great change. And for one, we can't predict what the change will be. We can't even predict what the future technology that they're going to interact will be. But the current technology allows them to interact with people on the other side of the world as individuals, not as a part of a country and not as part of a corporation and not even part as a class, but as individuals. And I find that very exciting and powerful. And I think their lives and their identities will be changed as a result of that. They'll find themselves in relationships with people on the other side of the world, and they'll find their identity becoming more of a person in and of the world. And the identity of the learner is something that I like to think about a lot. So I think their identity is really important, and that's going to be changing if they allow that. Because right now, John and many others have expressed that many of the learners come to my classroom and other classrooms, and not just the learners, but people outside the online classroom say, well, online learning's okay, but you know I'm going to finish this. it's okay, but I'm really a face-to-face learner who needs, and you can fill in the blank, and I'm sure you have lots of ways to fill in that blank. I'm an online learner who needs interaction with my instructor. Well, we've had interaction, ways of interacting for a very long time, right? We've had chat, and we've had phone, and we've had email, and we've had instant messaging, but still we hear, but I need interaction. I'm a face-to-face learner who needs real interaction. So we have synchronous voice over internet protocol. We have text-based. We have whiteboards. We have application sharing. We have class at set times. You know, if you have voice over IP, then class meets Wednesday at 7. So we have real interaction. But the needs continue. I'm a face-to-face learner who needs to see your nonverbal communication when I'm really interacting with you at a specific time. And you could probably give me more answers for that. But I'm a face-to-face learner who needs, you can probably provide more of the words to fill in that list. And I've gladly pursued solutions to all those learner needs because I really believe in listening to the learners and trying to meet their needs. But I'm kind of at the point where, coming from a college of education, I really can't go too much farther. I don't have the budgets for video conferencing worldwide, and I don't have the money for real-time virtual simulations. So there's not much more I can do at this particular point in time. And this group asked me, well, what are you trying to do anyway? And how long are you going to continue your quest to turn online learning into face-to-face lecture situation? Because again, something I forgot to mention is that the learners say to me, I need you to tell me what's important, and I need you to tell me what's correct, because now that I have all this interaction capability, I use it for them to interact with each other. So, you know, so that what I need as a face-to-face learner continues. So when this group said, how long are you going to continue your quest to turn online learning into a face-to-face lecture situation? that's not my intent, but I can see why you think I'm going there. And I think this is a really good time to ask, well, are there other things to do now than to continue to find technological solutions to helping them feel comfortable in the online environment? And I think now is probably a time, for me at least, to be thinking about helping them expand their identities as learners who can be successful in a variety of learning situations, learning environments. So when they're in a learning environment where there is sophisticated technology, they can be successful. When they're in a situation where there's only text-based communication, they can be successful. When they're in a situation where they're just assigned to read the book, they can be successful. And they can move beyond understanding that they need it one way or their way into learning that they've got the skills to distinguish a low-context situation from a high-context situation, and figure out what they need, what resources, what support, and then go from there. Some of the other people on the panel have suggested that we help them realize the scale from being a received learner, the continuum, all the way to one who, with others in the class and the instructors and others on the other side of the world, instruct and assess and evaluate knowledge. It doesn't have to be me. So that's kind of the question where I am right now, looking for what's the fit. There's a word when there's a fit among the people, the purpose, the process, the protocols, the procedures, the platform, the potential, and the productivity. And that word is synamorphy. And that's what I'm asking now, is how do I get to that place? How do I get to that fit? How do I get to that word? And from what I've learned, I think this place is a moving target, because the learners, the technology, and we are always changing as we move through this dynamic process of learning together. So that's the questions this group caused me to continue to ask further. So thank you.
Thanks for that. As we go from